Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Ubisoft is set to launch its free-to-play first-person shooter, XDefiant, on May 21st, offering it on platforms such as PC via Ubisoft Connect, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. Notably absent from the announcement was any mention of a release on major PC storefronts like Steam or the Epic Games Store. XDefiant positions itself as a competitor to Call of Duty, spearheaded by Mark Rubin, who previously served as an executive producer for the Call of Duty series at Infinity Ward. Ubisoft's new shooter will feature 5 different game modes spread across 14 maps and will include a robust arsenal of 24 weapons, equipped with 44 attachments. Players can choose from 5 factions inspired by various Ubisoft franchises, each offering unique gameplay buffs and abilities. These factions include Echelon from Splinter Cell, known for their stealth capabilities, Libertad from Far Cry, which specializes in healing, the Cleaners from The Division, who wield fire-based attacks, Phantoms from Ghost Recon, experts in damage mitigation, and DedSec from Watch Dogs, which can hack enemy gadgets. Notably, DedSec, along with 2 other factions' characters, will be locked at launch, but can be unlocked through in-game missions. Ubisoft has faced challenges in bringing XDefiant to market, including multiple delays. The game was initially set for a release at the end of March, following a missed launch window in October 2023. The release of Grey Zone Warfare has quickly captured the attention of the gaming community, marking a significant entry into the tactical first-person shooter genre. Despite its recent launch into early access on April 30th, 2024, the game has already sold an impressive 400,000 copies in just 2 days, as announced by developer Madfinger Games. This surge in sales has propelled Grey Zone Warfare to the top of Steam's bestseller list, currently ranking as the 2nd highest-selling item on Steam, just behind the Steam Deck, and remaining the top-selling game overall. This strong market performance is particularly noteworthy as it coincides with significant unrest within the Escape from Tarkov community, another game in a similar genre. Many players have expressed their discontent with Escape from Tarkov's developer, Battlestate Games, especially following the introduction of a controversial $250 edition of the game that includes exclusive content and has been criticized for being pay to win. Some players from the Escape from Tarkov community have reportedly shifted to Grey Zone Warfare as a result. Despite its success in sales, Grey Zone Warfare has encountered some challenges, particularly with game performance issues that have led to a mixed Steam rating, with 64% of reviews being positive. This suggests that while the game has strong potential and a growing player base, there are still aspects that require attention and improvement to fully satisfy the high standards of its audience. Hidetaka Miyazaki, the renowned creator behind Elden Ring, has revealed that Shadow of the Erdtree will be the sole expansion for the game. Unlike previous titles from From Software, such as Dark Souls 3, which saw multiple DLC releases, Elden Ring will only receive 1 major expansion. Miyazaki explained that the expansive and open nature of Elden Ring's world necessitates a large, singular expansion, rather than multiple smaller ones, as splitting the content could diminish the sense of freedom and exploration that is central to the game's experience. Scheduled to release on June 21st, 2024, Shadow of the Erdtree may represent the final chapter of DLC for Elden Ring, but Miyazaki has not ruled out the possibility of continuing the saga with a sequel. He noted that From Software tends to leave the endings of their games open to continuation, and while no definitive plans for a sequel have been made, the option remains on the table. This approach reflects a similar stance the company took following Dark Souls 3, where the potential for future developments was left open without confirmation. With Elden Ring's significant success, having sold 23 million units by February 2024, the prospect of further expansions or a sequel seems plausible, driven by both fan interest and the game's commercial success. Unity, the prominent game engine developer, has named Matthew Bromberg as its new CEO. Bromberg, set to take over later this month, brings a wealth of experience from the gaming industry, including significant roles at BioWare and Zynga. He will be replacing interim CEO Jim Whitehurst, who will transition to the role of executive chair of Unity's board. Bromberg's career includes notable positions such as the group general manager of BioWare, where he oversaw major franchises like Dragon Age and Mass Effect, and senior vice president of strategy and operations for Electronic Arts' mobile division. More recently, he held the position of chief operating officer at Zynga, a major player in the mobile gaming market. The appointment comes after Unity faced criticism last year for proposed changes to its engine pricing model, which would have charged developers based on game installs. The plan was met with backlash from the development community, prompting Unity to revise its pricing strategy. Sins of a Solar Empire 2, the long-awaited sequel to the 2008 strategy hit, has already been available on the Epic Game Store for over a year, a fact that has flown under the radar due to minimal publicity from publisher Stardock. This early access launch on Epic wasn't widely promoted until Stardock announced the game's upcoming release on Steam this summer. The strategy game, known for blending real-time strategy elements with expansive 4X empire-building mechanics, has seen significant technological updates from its predecessor, including multi-core support and enhanced game dynamics like orbiting planets. Stardock's quiet approach to the game's early access phase on Epic and its recent announcement about the forthcoming Steam release sparked curiosity among fans about possible exclusivity deals, although Epic has not commented on any specific arrangements. Stardock CEO Brad Wardell explained the strategy behind the subdued marketing, emphasizing the company's plan to treat Sins of a Solar Empire 2 as an evolving service with ongoing updates since its first appearance on the Epic Games Store. Wardell noted that the significant update planned for the Steam launch will also be available to players on the Epic Games Store, ensuring parity across platforms. The recent closure of Intercept Games by Take-Two Interactive has led to a wave of review bombing for Kerbal Space Program 2 on Steam. The game, which launched last year in early access, has seen a significant influx of mostly negative reviews following the announcement. Many reviewers express their disappointment, citing concerns over the future of the game, given the entire development team's layoff. One typical review warns potential buyers about the uncertain future of the project, suggesting that the community may need to rely on modders to continue the game's development. This sentiment reflects a broader apprehension about the game receiving necessary updates and support moving forward. In response to the layoffs and the studio's closure, a Take-Two spokesperson confirmed that Private Division would continue to update Kerbal Space Program 2, but provided no additional details on the situation. The backlash is part of broader criticism directed at Take-Two Interactive, which also involves other studio closures and project cancellations as part of a company-wide downsizing. THQ Nordic is gearing up for its annual digital showcase set for August 2nd, 2024, promising a peek at some eagerly anticipated games like the Gothic 1 remake and Titan Quest 2. The event will stream live at 8 p.m. BST and can be watched on platforms including YouTube, Twitch, and Steam. The showcase will also likely include updates on other titles from THQ Nordic's expansive gaming portfolio. Despite the broader restructuring efforts by its parent company, Embracer Group, which have caused some uncertainty, THQ Nordic has continued to move forward with several projects. Fans might hear more about games like Recreation, Project Minerva, and Tempest Rising during the event. This THQ Nordic event is part of a busy season of gaming showcases, with other major events like Jeff Keighley's Summer Game Fest starting on June 7th, Microsoft's Xbox Games Showcase on June 9th, and Ubisoft Forward following closely on June 10th. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry, and until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.